Blog Talk Radio.
Here is something to contemplate. Maybe we have two lives, one when asleep and one when awake.
I lost myself in moonlight last night. How fantastic! Magic, druids, discussing nature's plastics. Behold a night elf, kind in his smile. His clothes are great and leaves, you know the druid style. He asked me, do you know about the Emerald Dream? If you're talking about my eyes, sir, your flattery's the dream. Yes, they gleam, but that's not what I meant. The dream's a place where all world's nature's content.
Morning. Jen just muted, so y'all know.
Oh my god!
Every day. It's all right, girl. It's all right. You all have no idea how crazy it is around these here parts these days.
I know. I'm all like, 5 minutes till the show. Let's try something new.
Yeah, I have taught you bad habits.
I almost didn't want to go to sleep last night. I was so excited about that. I was like, I just need to tweak this and do this, and it'll all work great.
See, my goal was to take a nap last night and then come back and say, Ginger, do you need any help? And you can't tell them what it is yet, by the way. If you're on our Facebook page, you're kind of starting to figure out what's going on. But if you're not, you should be following us. I know.
And Ginger's figuring out. I just got to figure out why it's not doing that and why it's doing the other thing. I don't know.
No, it's all right. Just go and figure it out, Ginger. You're very smart.
Girl, I sat there and went over all kinds of, like, tutorials and stuff yesterday. So, I'm going to figure it out. We're going to have it going.
Now then you leave me the task after that to figure out how to pull it to where else it needs to be. Because I was looking at it going, oh, man, where's the code for this? Now I've got to fix it.
I don't know.
I'm going to let you do your part first.
I mean, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome if we can get that. Because that'd
Oh, man. Y'all have to go over to check out a Facebook page, too. One of my dearest friends posted up a picture of me being silly with him and my cousin. And y'all have to know that wig I have on is epic. If you saw it before I put it on, before I had it earlier that day, you would understand just how epic that is. I love me some wigs. Did I tell you that? I love wigs.
Yeah, you were telling me that. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here peeling the hard chocolate layer off of a lint truffle. You know, those round little balls have the creamy simmers.
I am not even jealous of you because right before the show, I had a lovely, delicious chocolate cupcake with the creamiest, bestest icing ever.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It was so soft and moist. Mm-hmm. I stole it from some Girl Scouts. Anyway.
Oh, you're so mean.
Hey, it was my little Girl Scouts. It was Baby Natrix. She ate most of them. She had like 8 when we got home. I was like, what happened to all the cupcakes? Oh, I thought I could have as I wanted. I said, Christmas! You could have whatever you need.
Oh, my God.
If it's not Christmas, no! Well, it's too late now. I'm in my belly.
You know why she thinks it's Christmas, right?
Because
have you seen the stores?
Well, we haven't been in any stores.
It's like, 2 months till Christmas! It's Christmas! Everybody don't celebrate Christmas!
September, I start to think Christmas trees, and I'm really, really, I haven't put up any Christmas decorations yet. My goal is, I've been on Pinterest. As y'all know, I'm addicted. I have my cousin addicted to Pinterest as well. She became addicted in Hobby Lobby, which is a bad place to be addicted to Pinterest because you see stuff that you can make.
I know,
yes,
right? Oh, my God.
It is bad. So we were in there, and I said, I'm not going to do anything, you know, the normal traditionals. I'm going to take the decorations I have and do some not-so-traditional things with the decorations in the house. You know, I like the Christmas tree made out of Christmas ball because I have a ton of them that I never use. So that's what we're going to do. So she won't have any the normal stuff. That and we're allergic to Christmas trees, so.
You know, this time next week, people start, if you're at your stores, look. They're going to start getting rid of their Christmas stuff like 3 days before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And they're going to start moving in Valentine's Day
stuff.
Mm-hmm. 2 months ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
That ticks me off so hard. I mean, bad enough that they totally ruined my Halloween. They put out Halloween stuff for like a week and then that's it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it's Halloween.
Wait, that's not true at Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby will have theirs out the first day it starts kind of feeling fallish. Mm-hmm. they'll start putting out Halloween stuff. But that's for people who like
Halloween, though. They've gotten rid of all their Halloween stuff, and it's all Christmas.
True. But you and again, if you're in Hobby Lobby or Michael's or somewhere like that, you have to enjoy making things. Now, if you don't know how to make things, again, this is the beauty of Pinterest. You go in the store with your phone and you type in stuff. We were making teacup hats because the kids are doing the Nutcracker. So that's what we went to Pinterest and typed in teacup hats, and we were like, oh my God, I just passed the aisle with that. Let's go back. So
I know, but I'm only allowed on Pinterest about once a week, and that's on Tuesdays. Because otherwise, you will not see me ever. I will be in here, like, huddled up against my computer.
I keep the Pinterest window open. I have one open. I have three open now. I keep them open. I cannot help myself. I love it.
Some of you people are so incredibly talented. And I love it that you make these things because you enjoy it. But I can't help but think, you know, some of y'all could be rich.
No.
You would just sell some of it.
You know why? Because people who craft, and speaking as a crafter, where too much perfection has to go into it. I won't even, and this is why your stuff has not arrived to you, your scarf has not arrived to you, because I have ripped it out at least 30 times, and I'm not even exaggerating, because it was a stitch wrong. And I was like, I cannot give this to Ginger. She's going to notice that. And truthfully, you wouldn't, but I'll know you have it. When you send me the picture with you on, with it on, and go, look, Corset, look, that stitch is out. Look. Right.
See, it's, I would never notice. I'd be like, oh, look, it's so cute. It's so awesome. And I'd, like, totally wear it.
Nobody notices. And I did one year, made everybody, you know, everybody a new scarves and stuff and gave them out. And some things were wrong with them. Nobody noticed but me, but I had to tell myself, stop it. Just don't look at it. When they were sending the pictures, like, just don't look. It's okay. They don't notice, and they're happy. And it's a little hidden somewhere on the back or in somewhere weird. They're not going to notice. Stop it.
Oh, my God. I love that jar idea.
The jar?
The jar.
Yes.
Girl Gamers.
Yes, yes. Elite Girl Gamers put up a post. Those are some of our newest friends, them and Gaming Mommies. We post a lot of their stuff. And you put all these good things you want to happen. And at the end of the year, you see if they happen.
You know what? And that is also a great little crafting Christmas gift, if you think about it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for a little stocking stuffer, all you need is a little mason jar. You can pick those up at Walmart, like a case of them for like $5.
Pretty. It don't have to be Christmas stuff on it either. You, again, Hobby Lobby, no, friend, go in, lace it up the top. Matter of fact, you might be able to find some in there, too, jars in there.
Yeah. You know, you just put, you know, give them a pad of paper and a pen and put it inside the jar.
Yeah. And Baby Nitrix actually gets a lot of things from Hobby Lobby and Michael's because she likes to craft, and they have good things for kids. Like, they have a, you know, I'm going to have to not let her listen to today's show because now she'll hear some stuff she's getting, but they have the little girl's purses that are just blank. And they come with glitter and string and beads and markers and paint, and she can decorate her own bag.
Speaking of, I need your address. I have something for her.
Oh, is it a glitter bomb?
No.
I just want to know before I I don't want to be standing there when it goes off is what I'm telling you.
What I'm intending on sending is not a glitter bomb. Whether or not it ends up with a glitter bomb inside of it is, but as of now, there is no glitter bomb that I know of.
Just let me know so I can stand to the side. I can move across the room so when the glitter comes out, it doesn't hit.
I know it has been a work in progress.
I know. You've been planning this for months. I'm scared. I'm very scared. Okay, so.
And by this time, I'm afraid she's going to open up a box and the lights are going to shoot out and sparks and everything else. So.
Yeah, I'm going to stand across the room. And have now, ironically, Gamer Mommy has a picture of her daughter eating the very same thing Baby Natrix had for breakfast this morning. What is it? Were we all on the same wavelength this morning? Yeah, breakfast tacos. Yeah, they love that stuff. Okay, I got some interesting news. Yesterday we told you, we were talking about, of course, the tragedy that happened up in Connecticut and Woodsboro Baptist Church. Then later on in the day, I ran across a story that made my chest all swell with pride, and I was all choked up. Anonymous did something amazing yesterday.
What did they do?
They went after Woodsboro yesterday.
Yes! See? There you go. Use your powers for good.
I was very proud of Anonymous. I even posted it on Twitter. They had been warning them before, saying that they needed to stop what they were doing, or they were going to come after them, and they did. I don't know if they did anything to their website, but I believe they did. But what they also did was they did something that is perfectly legal and used their powers to help that make that come to fruition, which was to have a petition placed up on the White House website, and anybody can put up a petition there, and it has to receive so many signatures by the 31st of January before the Obama administration will look at it. Basically, the petition is to have Woodsboro declared as a hate group and to check their tax-exempt status as a church.
Hell yeah! Yeah, there we go.
Woo! Well, if you are on our
Facebook, you got a link?
It's on our Facebook page already. I put it up last night. So if you are not following us on Facebook, yeah, go to /GamerGirlsRadio and make sure you sign that petition. They have got to go. And you know what? I always try to see both sides of the story. So I went to go see why exactly are they picketing. And it is the most heinous reason that they're picketing. Do you know why they're picketing the funerals of these children? They're saying because they're trying to say this the reason that this happened is God is being just. He's punishing you all for approving gay marriage. And no, and I'm going to tell you people out there, and I don't care if you get mad, you can change to another podcast if you want to right now, but no good Christian thinks like that God punishes people for, punishes in this way anyway, little children.
Why would God do that? God, I mean, children are supposed to be God's little lamps. He protects them, and that is his little angels, you know? I mean, I'm not big into faith, but
yeah,
from what I understand, that's the way it's supposed to be.
I am not a card-carrying Christian. I know several, and what I call real Christians, they don't behave that way. There's no way. And again, I don't believe in death as being a bad thing. I believe the way people die can be, is a bad thing. You know, they shouldn't have to die fearful or in pain. So the way that these children died is a horrible way to go and not to finish living their lives. And for you to think that this is a God being just for something that you don't agree with, I don't agree with people who drive crazy on the freeway. That doesn't mean if they die when they pass me that was God's justice because you were no,
it's not. No, it's not.
Actually, that was just stupidity for driving around me. That's what got you killed, and I'm very sorry that you're gone. But oh well, I'm moving along. But
if we're all God's creatures, why would He create something just to say, you know what? No, I don't approve of you.
That's what they're missing there, the boat there. So Woodsboro, as I said on our Facebook page, you had it coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I signed that petition, Gamer Girls Radio, last night. And I'm going to go back and sign it again with my name. And I'm going to go back and sign it again with Cayman Idrix. So,
I am signing it as soon as it sends me the confirmation that I need.
And right now, it's already close to the amount of signatures it needs. Already.
Good, because this is just complete crap. I can't even say what I'm... Thursday night.
Thursday night, it's going to be on.
Thursday night.
They better be glad that, you know, I don't have the superpowers I used to have, or I would have pulled their website down. But, I cannot. And just so I make it easy for some of you to find, I'm actually going to like this. So if you are a member of our Facebook page, you'll see it pop up. And Anonymous, good job. This is all we ask of you. I understand you all have some your personal agendas, but if you're going to do stuff, this is the type of stuff that makes me proud to be a geek alongside you. I love it. Get after these people. I like when you have the child porn rings and the people, this is just, that hurt me to see that they would say that this was okay because of this. And outside of the, have some freaking respect, people. These people lost their children.
Lost their babies. There are Christmas gifts sitting underneath a tree that are never going to be unwrapped by the babies that they were intended for.
And that is nothing to be protesting about or happy about or say that they deserve that. Nobody deserves
that. That's just a nightmare. Yes, very fine. All right, hold on. Sorry, there we go. All right, I will read something instead. Seriously, I am all up about finding this right now. Okay. I'm going to talk about, because Corey loves simulators, I had to read about this one when I saw it because it's probably the most pointless simulator game I have ever seen.
It's pointless? There's no such thing as a pointless simulator.
UIG announces Woodcutter Simulation 2013. How much wood could a woodcutter cut?
If a woodcutter would cut wood?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so established German publisher UIG Entertainment has today announced Woodcutter Simulation 2013, a lumber management simulation game released for PC in the first quarter of 2013. Woodcutter Simulation 2013 tasks players with undertaking the management and operation of a timber mill, from felling trees to processing logs and transporting to customers. Players are responsible for all aspects of the lumber process. Building on the success of its 2011 prequel, Woodcutter Simulation 2013 introduces a raft of new features, including challenging missions, a day and night cycle, realistic weather effects, as well as new forest areas, in addition to the numerous heavy machinery such as cutters and fellers. Players will now be able to fell trees with heavy-duty chainsaws in the first-person view. The most realistic timber mill simulation to date, Woodcutter Simulation 2013 will be available online and in stores in the first quarter of 2013. All right, there's even a trailer, which I am going to put up on new.gamingmatrix in just a little bit. I just have to find a cover shot of this. But yeah, it's Woodcutter Simulation 2013. So again, like I said, the most pointless simulation game ever.
I'm sorry. I want to play it.
Really?
I do.
Really? Why?
Well, I want to see how much of a simulator it is. Will I have trees I have to plant? Will they get sick? Will they die? Will there be different kind of trees that produce different kinds of lumber? Will one sell for more than the other? See, this is what simulator people like. We want all those little details and stuff. That's what keeps us interesting. I know. Don't roll the eye.
You're strange, woman. You're so strange.
I love you,
but you're strange.
I know. I know. I cannot help myself. Okay, so I'm looking at 4 or 5 stories at the same time and trying to respond.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
I'm going to need y'all.
Of this petition.
Just signing. Okay, I think they were at 22,000 at last I looked, 24,000. I didn't refresh my page. They might be
43,574.
Oh, it's done. I think they needed 25,000. It's done. Woodsboro, goodbye.
I hope. That's sincerely what I hope. I mean, I'm all for First Amendment rights, but no, they've overstepped it.
Yeah. At first, you know, it's a funny to point and laugh at you all, but that right.
Seriously, if I were closer, I'd be out there with rainbow-colored sheets covering up these people so you can see them.
I wouldn't cover them. I told you what I do. Hot syrup.
Yeah, that's
And true. If it was cold there, I'd pass by with ice water.
Glitter bomb them. Glitter bomb. Glitter bomb.
Look, a warm syrup followed by ice water, then glitter. Now, there you go. It's not illegal. I'm exercising my First Amendment right. It didn't hurt you. For all you know, a glitter ice syrup truck could have just passed by. Okay, so as if we needed more Charles Dickens, because, you know, I love Charles Dickens, but wow, y'all need to stop trotting him out every Christmas. He's got other things he's written, people. Of course, December is. Yes. Charles Dickens is upon us, and no Christmas would, of course, ever be complete without Charles Dickens' heartwarming classic, A Christmas Carol, and the company of Ebenezer Scrooge, who I'm sick of. I'm so tired of that. I watched A Christmas Carol, like, back-to-back for, like, 72 hours one weekend. Not by choice, by the way. Okay, so in the spirit of the novel and in celebration of the Christmas holidays this year, developer Alan Snow has lowered the price on his popular audiovisual app, A Christmas Carol, Drawn and Told, from $6.99 to 99 cents. Yes, a real gift. Wow. It's available for download not only on your iOS, but also on Android devices and Amazon Kindles. This magical app is beautifully illustrated with 300 stunning images and narrated to the highest of standards. Okay, featuring the wonderful storytelling voice of Christian Rotzka and enhanced by beautiful and haunting images from critically acclaimed illustrator Michael Cole, discover this timeless classic with more than 2 hours of immersive storytelling on your mobile device. While at least 28 film versions of the enchanting tale have been made, nothing beats listening to the literary genius's own words, accompanied, of course, by atmospheric full-color illustrations highlighting the story of miserable miser Scrooge's journey from darkness and despair to the true joy of Christmas. A Christmas Carol Drawn and Told will take you through the entire story from Scrooge on Christmas Eve to his encounters with the ghosts Marley, Christmas past, present, and future yet to come. Along the way, you'll meet Fred, Bob Cratchit, and Tiny Tim, all the way to the uplifting finale in a telling that will warm your heart and make you smile like it has a million times before. God, stop it! No more Christmas Carol! Okay, I'm sorry.
No more Christmas Carol?
I told you.
I've got that song going in my head.
Which one?
My name is Christmas Carol. I was born on Christmas.
Can y'all tell Ginger? Get. Yeah.
I know, right? All right, so the Art of Blizzard Entertainment book launch and art exhibition opens in January. I'm not going to this. All right, so Gallery Nucleus announced that its very first event for 2013 will be an awesome showcase of Blizzard's art from various games. On February 12th and running until February 3rd, Gallery Nexus will host the Art of Blizzard Entertainment book launch and art exhibition. Yeah, the opening reception will be held on Saturday, January 12th, 2013, from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. The Nucleus exhibition will feature over 50 pieces of artwork from various game universes such as Diablo, StarCraft, and Warcraft. A $5 A $5 entrance fee will be collected at the door, but if you're willing to get dressed up in a costume for the occasion, entry is free of charge, you big noobs. Opening night, attendees can participate in a number of games and activities, as well as have an opportunity to receive exclusive posters and other commemorative items. Nucleus will also be among the first to offer advanced copies of the Art of Blizzard Entertainment book for sale. Supplies will be limited, because they're figuring not too many people are going to show up to this, so guests should come early to secure their copy. Several of the Blizzard Entertainment artists featured in the book will be in attendance, giving painting demos, signing books, and meeting with attendees, none of which we will recognize the names of. Anyways, you can learn more about the exhibit over on GamePolitics.com. Gallery Nucleus is located in Alhambra, California. I'm sorry, really? I mean, don't get me wrong, Blizzard's made some awesome work, but I cannot imagine a full-blown exhibit for Blizzard art. That just doesn't seem...
No, you guys are acting like, you know, and I hate to say the name, if you were EA or something like that, and you had a ton of games, then art is something I want to see over the years, you know, EA.
I can see the art by going in your game and playing it.
Well, I know a lot of, you know, a lot of them create artwork. Like I have on my desk, which I will be putting up for sale at some point, for you City of Heroes fans, some original artwork of the Statesman. They are, I don't know if these are postcards or whatever, but they are in pristine condition. So if you're interested, but yeah, that would sell, I would think. But I don't see, it's just World of Warcraft.
I know. I mean, maybe if it were like original, some kind of art, and it was one of a kind, and you were going to sell it, and I could have it signed, and it would one day be worth something.
Oh, you know
sure.
What I found out that I have? Because I'm still unpacking, y'all. I have two Gears of War posters signed by developers. Two. Signed by all the devs on the team. I thought I had one. I have two. I was like, how did I get... You know what? I think I took somebody's. I think somebody put this in my bag and said, hold this. I'm sorry. I don't know who. You did too bad for me.
That is why you never do that, people. Never.
Not swag. You never let anybody hold your swag. Never. That sounds dirty, doesn't it? You can't hold my swag.
God.
Stop touching my swag. All right. Apple denied by Samsung this morning.
I'm sorry, what?
Apple was denied by Samsung.
Oh, I saw that. Sorry, GLaDOS was like humping you hardcore there for a second. So
it might just be my voice because I think I'm losing it. But Apple has been denied.
Weird cyborg sound.
Oh, I was sounding rather cyborgy, I must admit. But Apple has been denied a permanent injunction against Samsung, which would have resulted in 26 smartphone and tablet devices being restricted from sale here in the U.S. The verdict was handed down by U.S. District Judge Louis Coe in San Jose, California, on the grounds that Apple had supplied insufficient evidence that it violated its patents, were the main reason for iPhone success. The phone at issue in this case contains a broad range of features, only a small fraction of which are covered by Apple's patents. That's what Coe wrote in a statement, and was also reported by Reuters and GamesIndustry.biz. Though Apple does have some interest in retaining certain features as exclusive to Apple, it does not follow that entire products must be forever banned from the market because they incorporate among their myriad of features a few narrow protected functions. I would think that falls under copywriting things like a logo. You know, if you make changes to the original logo and re-release it, then it's no longer in its original form if that wasn't stated in the contract. So I don't think patents. I think patents work the same way. I guess that's what Ms. Koh is saying. Samsung was judged to have violated 5 Apple patents back in August, the most significant ruling in a long-running global patent dispute between the rival companies. The jury awarded Apple more than $1 million in damages, but Apple sought a permanent injunction against a larger number of Samsung devices. For the most part, those devices were older models, thereby limiting the injunction's impact on Samsung sales. Really, Apple? However, the injunction became more potentially damaging for Samsung in September when Apple added the Galaxy S3 to the injunction. Neither Apple or Samsung have said anything about the rulings so far. I think you all need to go sit in the corner and get your little Christmas candy cane and stop it. That's what you need to do. Bad Apple, bad Samsung. You boys,
yeah,
stop fighting.
Okay, so this is not really about gaming, but it's kind of geeky, so I'm going to tell you about it because I think it's awesome. NASA spacecraft plunged into Lunar Mountain. A ebb and flow chased each other around the moon for nearly a year. By the way, if you want to know, I'm reading this from Yahoo News tech section. Anyways, they chased each other around the moon for about a year, peering into the interior. With dwindling fuel supplies, the twin NASA spacecraft are set for a very dramatic, very, very, very big finish. On Monday, they are going to plunge, yes, plunge, seconds apart into a mountain near the moon's north pole. It's going to be a carefully choreographed ending.
Wow.
So that they don't end up crashing in, they don't want them to crash into the old Apollo landing sites or any other places on the moon with special importance that
so
I have no idea.
So they're going back to the moon, finally.
They're already up there. They've been up there for a year.
Really? How come we didn't hear anything about this till now? What's going on? What kind of conspiracy y'all got going on?
I know, right? Sky Watchers on Earth, sadly, you're not going to be able to see this because they're doing the double impacts in the dark. I hear conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm. I hear it, too.
Mm-hmm. We're not putting out an all-points bulletin to amateur astronomers to get their telescopes out. This is coming from Chief Scientist Mara Zuber of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Earthlings may be shut out of the spectacle, but Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter circling the moon will pass through the crash site and attempt to photograph the skid marks left by the washing machine-sized spacecraft as they slam to the surface at 3,800 miles per hour. I'm wondering what they're actually trying to get out of this.
It focuses
exclusively on measuring the moon's lumpy gravity field in a bid to learn more about its interior and early history. After flying information for months, they produce the most detailed gravity maps of any body in the solar system. Hey, you know what? This could actually be the first steps to building a lunar station.
I mean, they already have one because, you know, I'm one of those conspiracy theorists people.
Awesome, right?
I believe they already have one.
They could. I mean, because you need to know what the gravity fields on the moon are like, where would be the best place to put your station, because gravity is a big deal. And, you know, and if you want to know what the moon is made of, where the best place
is. It's made of cheese.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting. They've got more information on it over in the Yahoo Tech section if y'all want to read more about it.
It's made of cheese. You didn't know that?
Somebody was like, it's made of some kind of mineral. I forget what. They're like, what was it? What are they putting in the balloons?
Helium?
Helium. Oh, my God. Thank you. Some kind of helium. I was like, really? All right.
The moon is made of helium.
Yeah.
That's a gas, people, and it's lighter than air. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
You hanging out with Ginger, it's just all kind of crazy. Like,
I talk to a lot of crazy people. What can I say? Crazy people make me laugh. You know, you ever need to pick up, or pick me up, you need to feel better about yourself. Hang out with crazy people. Not better.
Hanging out with Woodsboro people don't make me feel sane. Makes me want to
say crazy people, not stupid people.
I understand. I follow you now. I understand. All right. I'm actually trying to multitask this morning. You all should be afraid, really.
Oh, you want me to do another one? I can do another one.
Oh, go right ahead there, girl.
Okay. Xbox. What do you know? Used for good, people. Home invasion victim gets help over Xbox headset. Police say a Pennsylvania man used his Xbox headphones to call for help after being bound with duct tape and menaced with a gun during...
Wow. Awesome.
Uh-huh. Investigators say the 22-year-old suburban Pittsburgh man was playing video games in an upstairs bedroom when he heard his front door open. The man initially thought it was a family member, but saw an armed man wearing a ski mask when he looked downstairs. Authorities say the intruder bound Derek Schaefer and led him around the North Apollo home to locate valuables, then fled in Schaefer's car. Schaefer reached a friend over his Xbox Live headset and had him call police. The missing car was located about an hour later. Police questioned three people, but are still trying to identify a suspect. So see, while we're happily at home playing games, people who don't play games are out there causing all kinds of havoc. Why can't I talk today? Wee!
Poor Ginger. It's all why.
That's just ridiculous. See, us gamers, we're too busy playing games to be causing mischief and havoc.
Yeah, but they seem to think that we are. We're all out just doing all kinds of stuff, apparently.
Oh, no. We're not psycho, believe it or not.
Mm.
So, no. That poor boy just needed help, and his mother did not get it wrong.
Yeah, we're going to be on that one for a while.
Thursday night.
Mhm. All right. I have some more interesting. I thought that said Shadowrun. I almost got excited. I almost had to touch myself below the desk. I thought it said Shadowrun. I'm okay. I got to control myself, right?
Really?
Yes, I have to.
You know what? I don't have my Twitter open. I was like, I'm missing something here. There we go. Twitter now open.
Okay, I'm going to control myself. Okay. The Shadow Effect from Paradox. They want you to come sign up for the beta, of course. And Paradox is one of our favoriteest developers, and their game of favorite.
Yes, they are. We love them.
Yes, I'll be sharing that trailer with you here in just a second. They want to know if you have what it takes to ensure that your action-packed 2.5D multiplayer combat title, Shadowrun Effect, will allow you to make it through it in one piece. In a world where fast-paced combat meets over-the-top cliches, Paradox will open the floodgates and allow would-be action heroes to participate in the upcoming The Showdown Effect beta. That's right. We will have a link for you to go sign up for beta on newgamingatrix.com here in just a moment. Keep your eyes there. They said, basically, this is a game in a nutshell. In a world gone mad with anticipation and speculation, mankind has just one hope left. Mm-hmm.
Only one hope left.
The dev that's right. The dev team will also be they call Arrowhead Game Studios will be holding a live stream to allow you to talk to them back and forth at 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time today, which is shortly actually going on right now. Sorry guys, they just sent this to us. Paradox, we don't need this beforehand next time. so they said you can come on over to twitch.tv/paradoxinteractive. To interact with the developers if you like. Of course, the heroes are fully customizable. It's a grab your gun and see if you can survive the cinematic madness and cheesy liners that make up the Showdown Effect. Kick ass and take names and then kick the asses of those names. I love you, Paradox. And if you're watching our Twitter, you will get your chance to check out the trailer right about now.
Yay! Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry, I was messing with my sound there for a minute.
You didn't want to know what I thought you were going to say just then.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, lovely.
Okay, because Skype is all like, no microphone detected, which freaked me out.
Oh, it does that to me all the time. It doesn't mean it can't hear you. It's just being persnickety. That's my new word for the month, persnickety. Everything's persnickety.
Okay, so Xmas Bundle 2.0 from Indie Royale, just in time for the holidays. The holidays are here, and Christmas is just around the corner. Looking for a distraction to keep you busy while visiting the relatives, or maybe a last-minute gift on the cheap? Well, look no further than the Xmas Bundle 2.0 from the Indie Royale, which is over at indieroyale.com. Filled with 7 great games that will appeal to just about anyone. This time, we're leading with 2 first-ever bundle games, physics-intensive puzzle title Colorblind from Finn Morgan and Kyle Pulver's awesome puzzle platformer Offspring Fling, plus an IR exclusive bonus game, Namiko. Adorable point-and-click adventure puzzle game, Puzzle Bots, addictive turn-based strategy land grab game called Little Kingdom, and indie awesomeness from the Serious Sam franchise in the form of Serious Sam The Random Encounter and Serious Sam Double D. First up in this holiday bundle is Devious Platform Puzzler. You know what? We already talked about those. Okay. Where are you going to give me more information? All right, so those who pay $8 USD $8 USD or their currency equivalent during the Xmas Bundle 2.0 will get a chiptune album with funk, R&B, and epic theme, rhythm, and bits from Johan Turpin. The unique album available as part of an Indie Royale partnership with seminal chiptune label Ubiquitun. Is a tribute to video game soundtracks and is inspired by the RPGs from the 90s as well as Sega Mega Drive and Super NES games.
Sorry, I had to do it.
Alright, so you want more information on this? Well, they have a Facebook page, a Twitter page, and, of course, IndieRoyale.com.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice indeed, I think.
Alright. More juicy news for you all.
More juicy news?
Yes. EA is still trying to come back out of the hole, because, you know, yesterday we told you they got dropped from the NASDAQ 100. However, although Cohen and Company expects EA shares can outperform the market by 20% come 2014, the financial year boosted by a new console cycle, and of course next in the title is the Battlefield franchise. Near-term performance will be hampered by the publisher's packaged goods business, it said. Consensus puts EA's 2013 financial year earnings at $1.04. The company, that's for their each year. The company expects between $1 and $1.15, but Cohen and Company is bracing for about 0.82. While FIFA 13 and Madden NFL 13 have been strong for EA so far this year, titles such as Medal of Honor, Warfighter, Need for Speed, Most Wanted, and NHL 13 have all underperformed at retail. What is going on with you, Ginger? Ginger? I don't know what she's done, y'all. Okay, and its box games portfolio for the rest of the 2013 financial year also raises a lot of questions, according to analyst Doug Krutz. The company's quarter four final year 13 lineup faces a murderer's row of competition from the deepest industry AAA release slate we can remember outside of the holiday window. And this is what he wrote in the note to investors.
All right, can you hear me now?
I can now, yes. In general, we note that quarter one calendar 2013 industry release slate calendar is very crowded with other scheduled releases, including titles from The Gears of War, God of War, BioShock, Metal Gear Solid, Devil May Cry, and Tomb Raider franchises. Those are all heavy hitters, but I don't think any of them are going to do too well, honestly. Metal Gear's BioShock is kind of off the rails. Some people are not liking the storyline. Tomb Raider is, you know, some people are not happy about that storyline, although I am. I think they'll pick up a couple of new people, but I don't know. And Devil May Cry has been emerging for years. But anyway, Cohen and Company offered sales estimates and commentary on all EA box titles due before the end of the financial year. And this does not look good. Like Dead Space, 1.5 million in sales. Crysis, only 950,000. This is just a PC one, by the way. They said Army of Two, The Devil's Cartel, 500,000 copies they're only estimating to be sold. Fuse, another half a million.
500,000?
Yeah, only 500,000. Now, excuse me, The SimCity, one, I think you guys are a little off with this. And a half a million from people who play The Sims, as hardcore as they are, I think they're going to go way over the top with that one.
Yeah.
And they have another PGA, Tiger Woods PGA 4 Tour, only 600,000 copies are estimating that's going to be sold. So we'll see. I don't – EA.
All right. So,
y'all got to do something.
EA, get your head on straight. I mean, NASDAQ already knocked you down, so. NASDAQ was like, bish, please, get up off my doorstep. Okay, so Christmas. Yes, I said that right. Christmas is coming in Wafu. This year could be Christmas.
Oh, I love Wafu. I love Wafu.
Wafu. Now I'm hungry. We'll start in the Troll Fair with a new attraction that will catapult players in the world of Christmas. I feel like I should be missing my two front teeth. Anyways, characters of all levels are great. I'm not in the bubbly douche yet. Characters will be able to enjoy the celebration together, and the Christmas world will have been made will be made available for both subscribers and not subscribers. Subscribers. Can't talk. Alright, so soon as players set foot. On this new world, their character will be directly affected and will see their spells replaced by four new exclusive ones to bring new PvP perspectives and encourage team battles. Alright, so what is Christmas about? Well, a PvP area especially designed for the wildest snowball fights of the world of 12. Gifts that can be placed under the Christmas tree and will only open from December 25th. Two dungeons, Father Christmas's lair and Father Christmas's house. An exclusive quest line designed for Christmas that will reward you with the new emote, Throw a Snowball. Five titles, including Father or Mother Christmas, obtainable with one of these quests. Five achievements, one of which will require you to throw 100 snowballs. And also, 12 Haven bag decorations, five new monsters, one Christmas set, five consumables, and three fairy works. Yay! Okay, so again, this is Christmas and Wafu.
I am. That was rather difficult, and you pulled it off beautifully, Ginger.
All right.
Beautifully.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, all that baby talk. Oh.
No.
I should cut you.
Oh, you love me, though.
Love has nothing to do with cutting. You know that.
Oh, you adore me.
I do.
Oh, don't cut me.
Oh.
It hurt.
See, you didn't say that one like a baby. It hurt when it's a baby. It hurt.
It hot. Yeah, I kind of fell at the baby talk.
Or as Baby Nature, I'm glad she's not here to hear me say this. She can never say leg. Everything was wag.
Wag.
It fit me my wag. Your wag. What's your wag?
Oh, that's so cute. You know, my brother, I love him to death, has a name, starts with an R, and I could never say R's, so it ended up with W. So that's how he ended up being called Bubba.
Mom
called Bubba then the name that I was calling him. And of course he had a whole little speech thing where T's and TR's came out sounding like F, so fire truck was was my favorite word to have him say, you know? Every time, but it was so worth it.
And she could never say yogurt either.
Oh, yogurt.
It was Gogi. I don't know how that sounded like Gogi, but it was Gogi. Always Gogi. And she still calls it Gogi, just to be funny. Pick up some Gogi at the store.
Oh, that's cute.
But the wig was Harry's. Hey, that's my wig. Don't touch my wig.
I think like every other person in the history of humanity has the issue with cinnamon. So.
Cinnamon.
Yes, cinnamon.
I don't think I can say cinnamon now. All right.
My 7-year-old brother can't do it, and it's hilarious. It's just, yeah.
I want y'all to know, today I will be playing Star Wars Angry Birds on Facebook. Do not talk to me.
Ew.
Speaking of which, there's a new threat in the Star Wars universe, and the future of the Republic, the Empire, and the entire galaxy is at stake today.
Oh, no!
BioWare wait a minute, you know what? I don't have the, I don't have the proper music for this. I don't have it!
Do we need music for this?
I need music for this one to have proper ambiance, okay? I don't have it. I think I must have taken it off.
I want a red cape, a transformer, a spaceship, and climbing shoes.
Who wants that?
Microsoft MSN has 22 letters from Santa that will melt your heart, and that was one of them.
Aw, you need to put this in there, everyone.
Well, they have the most random crap in their Santa list, you know?
Aw, they're so sweet. They're so sweet. Okay, apparently I don't have my Star Wars music anymore, so I'm going to have to read it all without, unless Ginger wants to sing in the background. Okay. So, anyway, BioWare and Studio EA and LucasArts have announced...
I have Star Trek music going through my head now.
Star Wars, girl. They've announced that players will face off against the ruthless Hutt Cartel in the first digital expansion to Star Wars The Old Republic, Rise of the Hutt Cartel, coming spring 2013, just in a few short months. Beginning today, Star Wars The Old Republic subscribers can pre-order the digital expansion Rise of the Hutt Cartel for a mere $9.99. That's 50% of the regular price. Free-to-play players can purchase the expansion also for $19.99, and any player who pre-orders before January the 7th will receive 5 days of early access to the new fully voiced story-driven content. Just what I need, people talking to me while I'm playing an MMO when I don't want to hear anybody talking. Okay. Pikmin says, we know our fans want to keep experiencing the classic Star Wars storylines they love, and that's what we're delivering with Rise of the Hutt Cartel. The planet Makkup is shaping up to be one of our most breathtakingly beautiful settings, and the clash with the Hutt Cartel is epic and exciting. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We have a lot more surprises in store for our fans next year. The digital expansion Rise of the Hutt Cartel will send players to Makkup, a dual-faction planet where players will continue their battles with the merciless Hutt Cartel. During their journey, players will meet new allies, make new enemies, and uncover the cutting-edge technology in this vibrant planet, experience 5 new levels of story-driven missions to an already expansive epic online universe that'll raise the level cap to 55. Star Wars The Old Republic is set thousands of years before the classic Star Wars movies. Players are immersed as they team up with friends online to fight in heroic battles reminiscent of the films, exploring a galaxy of vibrant planets, experiencing visceral Star Wars combat, all set to a sweeping musical score. Now players can experience the complete storylines of the 8 iconic Star Wars classics all the way to level 50
without having to pay a monthly fee. That's right. The new free-to-play option complements the existing subscription offering, providing greater flexibility in how to experience Star Wars: The Old Republic. I like that you have both. That's nice.
Yeah.
I do like that. The free, if, yeah. So if I decide I want to pay for it after I've played it, I like that idea. I like it. Mm-hmm. And maybe I need to step down for a minute, you know, let my funds get in order, and then I can come back and resubscribe. I don't mind that at all. But you can check out Star Wars The Old Republic at their website, StarWarsTheOldRepublic.com, or follow them on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube. Remember, you got till January the 7th to pre-order if you want to get in there a little early. Very, very nice. I'm almost tempted to play that one. It's wintertime. I do MMOs in the winter. So, yeah, I might do some MMO-ing in there. Check that out. I'm always mad at those, though. I really like the Star Wars games. But what I really want, it's not even an MMO Star Wars. I need the Star Wars crossed with GTA. Not necessarily the driving on the street, but a completely open world where I can do whatever I want.
Oh, yes.
I can go to another planet if I want. I can, you know, take my hover, whatever it is, and drive around in the desert and kill things if I so want. I could do all kinds of missions. I need that is what I need. EA, you all need to team up with the Rockstar people. That's what I think. And do this. Or even more interesting would be a sim version of Star Wars. I would love that. Have my sim cut somebody in half with a lightsaber. You're not acting right. Slice!
You're not acting right?
Vroom. And there you go.
Okay, so before I jump into this next one, I have to read this letter from this little kid because it is about gaming.
Aww.
Dear Santa, I want to become a level 47 lockpicking in Skyrim.
Oh! Oh, Santa! I gotta post that on Twitter. I gotta do that on Twitter.
I'll send that to you. That's cute. Okay. It's a Full Fat Santa special by Full Fat Games. All right, so Fat Santa is back with a sack full of free games to grab and smashing discounts on characters, boosts, and upgrades to enjoy. All right, so they have a Facebook and a Twitter page, which I will give you later. We've got a Fat Santa special every
Why
day.
Why does Santa have to be fat? Why?
Well, he does have a belly that jiggles like a bowl full of jelly. So
only in the U.S. Do you know the French's Santa is thin? Why is ours fat? What does that say about us as Americans?
Because we lack food.
You are dead on.
Yeah. Unless I get my video together for what I did with World of Warcraft the other day, you'll see. I like my panda. She got some curves. She's a girl off her own heart. Food. All right, so including, what do we got? So in that bag includes some of our premium games available for free for the first time. Get started with an Exodus treat and the most challenging puzzle game, Coin Drop, available on the App Store and Google Play. Yay, is that free? Oh, I'm going to have to get that. All right, so grab them all. Stay tuned as more giveaways and promos are on their way before Boxing Day, including Flick Golf Extreme, NFL Kicker 13, Flick Nations Rugby, and Agent Dash, currently featured Best 20 of 12 as one of the greatest fun runners on the App Store. You know, I'll have to check them out. You know, I'm always up for some free games. And since that one was short, can I do another one?
Go, Gadget Ginger.
Go, Gadget Ginger! And Smurfs Village. Yay, Smurfs!
Oh, no. See, now you messed up. No.
All right, so Beeline Interactive. I don't care who you are. A social smartphone games app creator today celebrates two Smurfy years at the...
Smurfy years
at the top of the iTunes App Store top grossing chart thanks to its blockbuster smartphone game, Smurfs Village. Smurfs Village launched on November 11th, 2010, and quickly jumped to the top of the App Store's top grossing charts. 2 years, 1 month, and 37 updates later, the game continues its amazing success. To date, the Smurfs Village has appeared as the top grossing app in 80 countries and has remained within the top 75 grossing for 768 consecutive days on the U.S. App Store for both iPhone and iPad. Yes, this was this before, after you got spanked for the little sneaky way that you ended up selling that kid, what, like $1,000 worth of your little series? Midori Smith, yes, because I don't know her last name, Midori Smith says, "Some of our wonderful fans for making Smurfs Village a massive hit. As Smurfs fans ourselves, it has been a dream to work on this property, and in the coming year, we hope to bring out bigger and better updates to delight and entertain our players." All right, so if you've not heard about this game, which, you know, I think was like all over Nightline and something else a while back. In Smurfs Village, players build Smurfs Village from the ground up after an attack from the evil Gargamel, also Smith. Based on the original cartoon and comic art, players begin the game with only a single mushroom house and a lone plowed plot of land. From there, things quickly progress, allowing players to build specialized houses, elaborate gardens with colorful crops, bridges to span, running rivers, trodden paths, and more.
Why does that sound interesting to me?
Huh?
Why does that sound interesting to me?
It does sound kind of like fun. But then I go back to the whole Smurf Berry thing, where you can't really complete these games all that well unless you buy stupid berries. And I'm spending money on a game like that. I'm like spending money on WoW, and I don't like it, so...
Look, WoW. Listen up, Blizzard. I can only afford one subscription. All right. Gree is investing in a company.
I totally just did.
Gree invests in San Francisco-based Monkey Fun. This is ironic that you did.
Monkey Fun.
That sounds like the cheapest. And I think, oh, my goodness. I think the story got pulled. That's what's happening. Let me try that again. I lost my story, and then it says not found. So, yeah, I'm having fun. All right. It's gone. Never mind, y'all. So that's all you need to know about that. But Ginger did provide a very interesting sound effect. Wee, 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 wee.
Yeah. And now that all your monitors are broken. All right, here's another one, and I have to read this one because it's just sweet.
Oh.
Dear Santa, I hope you understand. You can skip me because the kids on the coast need it more than me.
Oh.
Say hi to the elves and give the reindeer some carrots for me.
Oh.
I love kids. Kids are amazing. You know, it's just adults who always screw everything up. Kids have it right.
Those are some babies. Your babies.
I know. All right, everybody hug your babies for me. All right, SpongeBob Diner Dash yanked from the Apple Store.
What? Oh,
FTC. Nickelodeon has removed the SpongeBob Diner Dash app from the Apple's iTunes after advocacy group Center for Digital Democracy, CDD, filed a formal complaint with the Federal Trade Commission, FTC.
Why?
CDD said that the... I don't know. Get into that, though. The CDD said that the app starring the popular cartoon icon collected email addresses of children without getting parental consent. I would assume if the child has downloaded the app, the parent knows, or at least should, if they're good parents.
Yes, you do. That's the one thing that I can give Apple credit for. Whenever somebody downloads something, anything, free or not, there's an email sent, and I'm willing to bet these kids don't have their own email. Oh, stop.
Mm-hmm. In its complaint, the CDD urged the FCC to investigate Nickelodeon and mobile game maker PlayFirst, who we love, privacy practices, pointed out that their deceptive mobile marketing technologies violated the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, COPPA. The SpongeBob Diner Dash game asks children to provide a wide range of personal information, including full name, email address, and other online contact information, without providing notice to parents or obtaining prior parental consent.
Oh, you know what? I know what they're talking about.
Really?
Yeah, I just realized. Okay, I get it. Diner Dash, when you but there's an opt out. Of course, you don't have to provide the information, but of course, kids are not going to pay attention to that if they in fact were doing this by themselves, which I mean, any good parent would not allow this, especially with our iPad. Baby Nature had to come to me every time she wanted to download something because I had it locked off.
That's a good parenting right there.
Yeah. So. But if they didn't, once you have downloaded the game, it does pop up and says, hey, give us your email address so you can stay abreast of updates for this game and blah, blah, blah. But I don't think they were asking for kids because kids are not the only ones that play first games. I love me some Diner Dash.
I know.
Me and Flo are like, we are tighter than pantyhose, two sizes too small. Okay, I love Flo.
Tighter than pantyhose, two sizes too small. I love that.
That's from way back in the day. But I love Diner Dash, so I play it all the time. Good to help me think. So I don't think they were aiming it at kids. They were just trying to do some marketing. What is it with the people at the FCC and all of them? They don't realize that games are not only for kids. Adults play games. Facebook should be evidence of that.
Yeah.
Do you know, I got yelled at yesterday because my jokes were dying on Facebook. I'm just saying.
Oh, you got yelled at?
Yes.
Why?
you know, it's such, we have our little side gig. So I was doing the little text port gig, and this lady was very upset that her, her props were dying because, as you all have known, and we told you yesterday, Facebook did some server maintenance and caused some problems for a lot of you out there. You couldn't get on Facebook, so you were angry. So this lady was going on and on about how her corn was dying in Farmville. I had to help get her back up and had to explain to her that it was not us, that it was Facebook. No, it's you. Oh, my corn is going to die, and I spent $5. I go, oh, my God, woman.
Well, that's what you get for spending $5 on fake corn. Stop being stupid.
Oh my!
I'd be fired. Oh my God, I'd be fired.
Oh my God, $5 for porn.
Okay, so your turn, my turn.
It'd be my turn.
Okay.
I think it's my turn. Is it my turn? Okay, you heard about these people? Ant.
No.
Okay, well, they're an Australian studio that has debt in the millions, like $6.7 million
in debt.
In debt, uh-huh. And according to a statement from their CEO, Ross Simmons, and he told GI.biz that all staff continue to be employed by Big Ant Studios despite that they had to file for a voluntary liquidation. He says there's been a restructure of the business that was not profitable. The vast majority of the debts are to the shareholders of the company, including myself. All staff are securely employed, and we continue to make games, he added in the statement. Now, originally, the Australian development studio Big Ant has again gone into voluntary liquidation, which is equivalent of our filing for bankruptcy. The declaration, again, of debt in Australian monies is $6.7 million. CEO Ross Simmons filed for voluntary liquidation on November 20th, and according to a report by our frenemies at Kotaku, all that was owed was $4.2 million. The team had recently released Rugby League Live 2 and was also working on a new cricket IP. It had also worked on Hellboy, the game, and Spiral titles in the past, as well as Australian Rules Football and Sprint Cars licenses. The business was founded back in 2001. Guys, I'm sorry that you had to make news this way. I'm sure you would have rather have been something good, but hopefully your voluntary liquidation saves you long enough for you guys to come out of the hole, I hope.
Yeah, definitely, because, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, we got a couple of minutes left, so I'm going to jump into this one before we go.
Do it.
International data shows absolutely no correlation between video game spending and gun-related homicides. Yes,
thank
still
you.
On that. While there is much discussion and hand-wringing in Washington on cable news networks about the cause of recent school shooting in Newton, Connecticut, Washington Post report actually says, looking at some of the data, WAPO compares data from 10 countries related to video game spending versus gun-related homicides. And the conclusion, there is no statistical correlation between video game spending and gun-related homicides through the U.S. Though the U.S. had more gun-related homicides than any other country within the list. The article compared the amount of money spent on video games in the U.S., China, Germany, Japan, Australia, Canada, and the U.K., and also France, South Korea, and the Netherlands, to the average amount of gun-related homicides in those countries. The gun violence data comes from the most recent report from the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime. The United States was the worst in terms of gun-related homicides, 3 gun-related murders per 100,000 people annually. The other 9 countries analyzed came at 0.5 murders per 100,000 people or less. Of course, there is some room for argument because the data does not isolate the purchase of violent video games on its own. It lumps in all video game spending across the board. It should also be noted that the United States likely has more gun-related violence because gun laws are less strict than they are in other countries. I would like to say, but other countries have suicide bombers a lot more. So, anyway, the Washington Post report takes a deeper look into the data, complete with charts showing how video game spending does not correlate with annual gun-related homicides and how a chart might look if they did. Okay, so you can check it out in full over on the Washington Post, and if you want that link, GamePolitics.com. You know what? I'll tweet it. I'm going to tweet it. So GINGIRR.com. Oh, my God. GINGIRR over on Twitter.
It's coming. All right. It's about that time.
I know it. Find that now.
Somebody's trying to... Yeah, I'll tell you about that later. It's trying to sell... Yeah. Okay. So it's time for us to go. And you know what it's time for me to do. Don't you, Ginger? GLaDOS has it, so I can't do it. I gotta play me some Angry Birds.
GLaDOS won't let me.
Yes.
No.
I'm on the Book of Faces right now.
And no.
No, I got to do it.
No. No, no, no.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Searching Star Wars.
That is just evil.
Angry. Angry Birds Star Wars.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
All right, well.
They're just going to go. She's going to hide.
Yeah. Corey has gone to the dark side. I cannot believe you did that. No.
The dark side has cookies, and it also has lightsabers. Oh, my God, look at it.
Lightsabers?
Oh, my God, look at it.
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not going to look. I refuse.
Oh, Jesus, look at it. Look at it, Ginger. It's in space. Okay, so anyway, the rest of you, you know where to find us. GameAndMatrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, or actually new.GameAndMatrix.com. Make sure you drop by, take a look, take a peek, read some good news, listen to some shows. We got a bunch of new stuff popping up every day, so you should watch. We're getting ready for the new year, where we're going to blow your socks off.
The gift I want most is two pigs, because I could kill one for bacon and the other one to keep.
Oh. All right, Jenny, give me a kiss. We're going to go on that note.
Later, boys and girls.